Chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have listened to my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. Therefore now turn you, and get you to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them, and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but to the other half gave Joshua among their brothers beyond Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them, and spoke to them, saying, "Return with much wealth to your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. When they came to the region about the Jordan, that is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to look on. The children of Israel heard say, "Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar in the forefront of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan on the side that pertains to the children of Israel." When the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. The children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad, into the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 princes, one prince of a father's house, for each of the tribes of Israel. And there were every one of them head of their father's houses among the thousands of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, and that you have built you an altar to rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day, although there came a plague on the congregation of the Lord, that you must turn away this day from following the Lord? And it will be, seeing you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. However, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of the Lord, in which the Lord's tents dwell, and take possession among us. But don't rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in building you an altar besides the altar of the Lord our God. Didn't Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the devoted thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? And that man didn't perish alone in his iniquity." Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel, "The Mighty One, God, the Lord, the Mighty One, God, the Lord, he knows, and Israel he shall know, if it be in rebellion, or if in trespass against the Lord, don't save us this day, that we have built us an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer thereon burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it. And if we have not rather out of carefulness done this, and of purpose, saying, in time to come your children might speak to our children, saying, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no portion in the Lord. So might your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but it shall be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we may do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not tell our children in time to come, you have no portion in the Lord. Therefore we said, it shall be, when they tell us, or to our generations in time to come, that we shall say, behold the pattern of the altar of the Lord which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord, and turn away this day from following the Lord, to build an altar for burnt offering, for meal offering, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tent. When Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and that the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the children of Manasseh, this day we know that the Lord is in the midst of us, because you have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben, and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and spoke no more of going up against them to war, to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and the children of Gad lived. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for they said, it is a witness between us that the Lord is God.